Vermont State Police started tracking school threats after an averted school shooting in Fairhaven last year. Since August 2018, 35 threats have been reported around the state. These threats put law enforcement in a tricky spot. They're scary for both students and the community. But as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, most cases don't rise to the level of a crime.
There's been more than one school threat a week in Vermont since the beginning of the academic year. Of those reported, VPR's learned only 10 resulted in charges being filed. However scary they may be, most of the threats didn't meet the legal standard to be considered a crime. Take, for example, a recent situation at Linden Institute, an independent high school in the Northeast Kingdom. In late January, Lindenville Police Chief Jack Harris learned a 16-year-old had been making unsettling comments, like saying, "The problem with school shootings is there aren't enough of them." Harris says the student also wore a concerning Halloween costume.
During a costume assembly, he went on stage wearing a large calendar with a red arrow pointing to the date January 31st. A teacher and a couple other people commented that in the crowd, before going on stage, he was saying it was a date that Linden Institute, it would change Linden Institute's history forever.
Harris quickly tapped a new law that passed after the averted school shooting in Fairhaven. He applied for an extreme risk protection order, which would allow the police to confiscate the student's weapons. Police picked up the student and searched his house, where they learned his dad had already taken the guns away. Police did seize the student's phone and computer. Harris says a state forensics team is checking those devices to see if they contain evidence of a plan to attack the school. At this time, what happened in Linden was not a crime, says Caledonia County State's Attorney Lisa Warren.
Certainly we take threats seriously when they're made, balancing them against free speech, but people that were in the situations where the alleged conduct happened felt good that we took the measure we did to file for the extreme risk protection order.
About 2 weeks later, at the opposite end of the state in Brattleboro, police and prosecutors faced a similar situation.
He explicitly said that he was going to injure people.
That's Captain Mark Kerrigan of the Brattleboro Police. A student was overheard threatening people at school. Police quickly launched an investigation.
Went to his residence, contacted him, contacted his guardians, and were able to determine he does not have firearms.
Kerrigan says the county prosecutor decided, like in Linden, there wasn't enough evidence for criminal charges.
There are, unfortunately, things like this that happen where, you know, threatening statements or dangerous statements are made, but if they don't satisfy the statute, they don't satisfy the statute, and the charge can't be brought.
Windham County State's Attorney Tracy Shriver wouldn't talk about the decision not to bring charges. But she says not every unsettling comment about a school threat should result in a criminal case.
Teenagers say stupid things. Teenagers say threatening things. Teenagers say things to express their anger and frustration. And if there were a criminal charge that resulted out of all of those things, I would be much more busy than I already am.
Since the state's been tracking school threats for less than a year, it's impossible to know if 35 reported threats represents a growing trend. But Marshall Paul, an attorney who handles juvenile cases in the Defender General's office, says anecdotally he hasn't seen a significant increase in cases.
To me, all I know is that I'm not getting a lot more calls from attorneys who are being assigned to these cases and have questions about them than I have in the past. And so I don't see any sign of an uptick, but that's not really evidence of anything. That's just sort of what I see.
But there is more scrutiny of potential school threats. Shriver, the Windham County State's attorney, says she's paying more attention.
5 years ago, I would not have had every school resource officer tell me when he or she investigated some threatening comments by a student. But in the last 12 months, I've made it very clear to my police officers that I do want to know.
Back at Linden Institute, I meet with Director of Campus Safety T.J. Tanner.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Tanner says national attention on school shootings has added pressure to keep the community informed when potential threats arise, even if they don't result in charges. An editorial at the local paper criticized Linden Institute for not telling the community if the student was still enrolled. But still, school officials say they can't talk about students, though police say they took out a no trespass order against the 16-year-old.
It's just a very difficult thing to do because there are certain things that parents want to hear and they want to know, and you just can't tell them because you have to protect every individual student's rights as well.
Harris and others in law enforcement say that even if their investigations don't result in criminal charges, their involvement can still help. Some of the cases result in referrals to mental health treatment. In fact, Harris said the last time he saw the student who reportedly made the threat, he was waiting for a bed at a mental health facility.
You know, for me to swing in, say, okay, you know what, you need to go to court and let the court deal with it. Well, that's passing the buck. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to help people. We're here to address situations. And if that means I need to call in someone who knows better than me, I'm not too proud to do it.
Meanwhile, the county prosecutor says if new evidence comes out in the Linden case, she'll consider filing criminal charges. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.